Watermelon Man from Herbie Hancock. This is Tiny Tidal Waves with Kane. It is Tuesday night, and tonight we are listening to jazz funk. I thought, who better to start with than the man himself? Now, Herbie is coming to New Zealand. If you're hearing this for the first time, go and get some tickets. He's playing the 8th of October at the Kiritikanua Theatre in Auckland, and the 9th of October at the Michael Fowler Centre in Wellington. Sure to be a good one. Tonight, we've got some special tunes. We've got some really, really special tunes for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. This next tune is called Morphosis, and it's by Anika Niles.
Yeah.
Bowser from Anika Niles. Anika is a German drummer and composer. She was actually just here recently, like literally last week. On Tuesday, she came to Auckland and did a drum clinic, which I found out about the day before. So I did not go. So I thought, why not play one of her tracks? But it's kind of cracking me up because, yeah, okay, we're listening to jazz funk tonight. And I guess technically that was jazzy and it also was funky, but it seems quite prog to me. I don't know about you. But it cracked me up because it's such the classic drummer move to have the most prog sounding clean instrumental for to play along to at your drum clinics. Anyway, apparently that's composed by her. What did we hear? That was Bowser. Yeah. And before that was something else. It's gone from my cue. Anyway, next, Javier Santiago with Intro Rebirth.
To your last breath. Oh, I believe each new day is a gift that will never be the same. Things change, be alive, treasure the present, cause things change. Always be alive, life is most darling without change. We'll be right back.
This is Tiny Tidal Waves. That was Alive off the Rebirth EP by Javier Santiago. And Javier is pretty badass. Oh, I nearly said a word. And that EP is really cool. I think it's kind of, you know, it's more jazz than anything, but it was released in 2020. And I've absolutely been loving it. So that was two tracks from Anika Niles, two tracks from Javier Santiago. It was just the intro to Alive, so technically it was two tracks. We've got two more tracks coming up from the same artist. This song is called Library of the Universe, and it is by Cosmic Collective. So I don't know if you've noticed, but jazz funk seems to have really short songs. I've been hitting up one minute song and one like 3 minute song from each artist. That was Finally Doing It from Cosmic Collective. And just before that was Library of the Universe from Cosmic Collective. Two tracks coming in at 3 minutes. Cosmic Collective, I think they're from the US, but they've been one of my more listened to artists recently, maybe just in the last month or so, but they're pretty cool. We're talking jazz funk. It's jazz. I think the funk just comes from that bass sound. I think it's been in every single song that we've listened to so far, and hopefully it's in every single song we continue to listen to tonight. Right, we've got some eclectic artists coming up. Another drummer. This is a song by Nate Smith, and it is called Small Moves Interlude. Let's see how long this one is. Thank you. Okay, I know what it is. Where's my mouse? It's not that all jazz funk songs are short. It's that, you know, your DJ, when selecting the songs for tonight, has gone through and chosen, you know, the cool songs, but also the short songs, because this is a radio show and we can't be playing 7 or 8 minute songs. Otherwise, I only get 50 minutes. So otherwise, I'd only play, you know, 8 songs or 6 songs or whatever. Anyway, that was Awaken-Intro by a band called Telemachus. And before that was Small Moves Interlude by Nate Smith. There's a theme happening here. We've got 2 more tracks coming up next. Now, this is by really interesting pair of artists, Domi and JD Beck. And this track is called Bowling. And see if you can figure out who the guest is. I'll give you a hint after the song is finished. We'll be right back. That song was called by Thundercat. That was your hint. Playing the guest in the previous song was Thundercat. Your hint was me playing Thundercat. Anyway, Domi and JD Beck first up with Bowling and then Thundercat with That was pretty badass. I mean, dude's a sick bass player. That was a pretty cool song. So this is Tiny Tidal Waves. To this week, we are talking and listening to and about jazz funk. And it's been amazing so far. Really enjoyed it. Now, jazz funk, if you are in Raglan, hopefully you're listening to this, come down to Ulo's on Thursday night. Every Thursday night, as you likely know if you live here, there is amazing jazz at Ulo's, and you can come and watch it for free as long as you, you know, buy some food or some drink at Ulo's. And that's usually heavy lounging. Those guys are incredible, and I love going down to see them, although I don't get down there nearly as much as I would like. This week, the Sticky Chicken is going to play at Ulo's on Thursday night in place of heavy lounging. And Sticky Chicken is jazz funk. Oh my God, can you believe it? Synergy with the radio show. So this Thursday night, come on down. You could even maybe have a little boogie, shake off some of that winter chill, warm up with some funky jazz. I'll mention it again just before I end, just in case. But next up, we have a track. Petrol Acrobatique. Okay, that wasn't too bad. That's by the Fearless Flyers. Here we go. We'll be right back. that's easy one, easily one of my favorite songs at the moment. let me tell you exactly what it was. So that was a song called And One, A-N-D, number one, by a band called Athletic Progression. And before that, you heard a song called Jungalin by Athletic Progression as well. Got a bit of a theme playing, you know, two songs in a row by the same artist. And Athletic Progression are Danish. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Maybe not. So, yeah, this is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane, and we're listening to jazz funk tonight. And we've been listening to a bunch of really mean songs. So let's listen to some more. This next tune is called Shangri-La, and it is from another one of my favorite artists of the moment, Jazz Boys. That's Jazz B-O-I-S, who are from Budapest in Hungary. Let's hit it. Thank you. All right. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. That was Shibuya Instrumental by the Free Nationals. You might recognize the Free Nationals as Anderson .Paak's band that he plays with on occasion. And before that was Shangri-La by Jazz Boys. Right, we have come to the reason that I put the show together tonight and why we did Jazz Funk. I've just been looking for an excuse to play Lewis Cole and Noah. This is Dead Inside Shuffle from Lewis Cole.
Keep it.
I know, it's not technically jazz funk, but they are a jazz funk band. That was Noah with Overtime. If you haven't seen the live band session of Overtime on YouTube, search it immediately after the show finishes. But before that, we had Lewis Cole with Dead Inside Shuffle. And that, I've got one more song for you, but that was, you know, that was Tiny Tidal Waves for this Tuesday night. If you are around next week, if you're around this week on Thursday night, come down to Ulo's, watch Sticky Chicken play live. It's myself on drums, Greg Taylor on keys, and Oren Devlin on bass. We play jazzy funk covers, guaranteed to get your foot tapping underneath the table eating some delicious food. That was Tiny Tidal Waves for this week, and I'm going to leave you with another track from Noah off their new record, Noah Forever. I think it was released last year. This is The Abyss.